This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
David Kelly is chief global strategist with J.P. Morgan Funds, and he joins us live from Boston this morning to discuss. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, what's your reaction to this jobs report?
Well, it was predictably depressing. We did get 80,000 jobs. It's a little bit less than people had thought. There are some silver linings. We saw some increase in temporary workers. We saw some increase in the average work week and in average hourly earnings. But overall, you have to say that the economy is growing very, very slowly right now.
And why do you think that is? Why are we seeing such slow growth at the moment?
Well, there are a few things. I mean, one of them is that we're bringing our deficit down. You know, a few years ago, our federal budget deficit was 10.2% of GDP. This year, it's going to be about 7.5%. But bringing that down actually exerts a drag on the economy. We've got less government spending, and I think that's one of the things that's dragging on the economy. And also, there's just so much uncertainty. I mean, we don't know what tax rates are going to be next year. We don't know when we're going to get back to normal interest rates. I think all that uncertainty causes people to wait and see. And, of course, wait and see are the three most damaging words to the economy overall.
Well, it's interesting that you didn't mention the word Europe there when you talked about the reasons for this. Don't you think we can blame Europe a little bit for our problems over here?
Not really. I mean, I was looking at some numbers, and in the first 4 months of this year, our exports overall are up about 6%. That's okay. And in fact, we only export about 2% of our GDP to the Eurozone. So it is having some impact on confidence, but I think mostly our problems in the United States are homegrown. We're lacking confidence, and we're lacking any direction with regard to monetary and fiscal policy.
Well, what would you have Washington do then, David?
Well, I think the Federal Reserve needs to lay out a path back towards normal interest rates. This morphine drip of more and more quantitative easing, it just isn't working. If people know that interest rates are going to go up, then they'll get going on borrowing money and lending money to take advantage of current low rates. And then the federal government, I mean, we don't know what tax rates are next year, and both parties need to get together and lay out not just what tax rates are going to be next year, but where they're going to be over the next 10 years. We need to know how we get back to some sort of budget discipline here, but do it gradually. But we need to reduce uncertainty. I think Washington, more than anything else, they can't fix the economy through their actions, but they can help the economy a lot by reducing uncertainty.
David Kelly, chief global strategist with J.P. Morgan Funds. Thanks very much.
Anytime.